flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Kind of an interesting week we just finished up around here, huh?
To say the least, yeah.
But Big John, so who do you want at head coach for the Saints? I mean, you know, you're part of the Houdat Nation, and, you know, you'd be a nice representative, get a vote. Who you want?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I think they're leaning toward Mike McCarthy. And I've said this, you know, to you before, I don't really want a retread of a coach. But Mike McCarthy does have skins on the wall. And, you know, I haven't really been excited by any of the other coaching hires outside of Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, who were definitely near the top of my list. So, you know, I'm gonna go with Mike McCarthy. I know they're waiting to interview Kellen Moore, and you know the only problem I have there with Kellen Moore is, you know, does he have the gravitas to be a head coach? I mean, we know now there's a big difference between being a coordinator and a head coach. Sean Payton had the gravitas to be a head coach, and Coach Moore obviously had the gravitas to be a head coach. Would Kellen Moore have that? I don't know.
Big John, this is the biggest question mark, and I've talked to so many people in the league, and a lot of them have went through the process of interviewing coaches, and the one thing they bring up, you hire a guy that's never been a head coach before. And, okay, Sean Payton is a little bit out of the ordinary in that he was never a head coach. Think about Andy Reid, okay? He gets hired by Philly. He wins big there, but he doesn't win a Super Bowl.
So they get rid of him.
He goes to Kansas City. Look the success he's had.
He might be the greatest of all time when all said and done.
Bill Belichick. Look what happened with him.
With the Cleveland
Browns.
Never
been a head coach. Goes to Cleveland.
Nothing.
Matza. All of a sudden, look what happens when he goes to New England.
Tom Brady, Andy Reid gets Pat Mahomes.
So you know, man, people want the hotshot guy, but there is nothing like ever being the boss. When you the boss, okay, there's no passing the buck. You the guy. You the guy that has to make those decisions. And it's a lot more difficult than people might think.
And you know, Big John and Mike, you know what's crazy? Okay, because now every day is introducing every team's introducing a new head coach today. You know, the Saints, are we waiting to see what's going to happen? But did you notice, I'm not saying it was Dan Campbell-like, but it was heading in the trend in that right direction. Aaron Glenn.
Very much.
Aaron Glenn, but he never talked that kind of smack, but now he's the man. Like Dan Campbell's the man with the Lions. Aaron Glenn's the man with the Jets. Just look at his press conference and how boastful he was. They all come from Sean Payton. Sean Payton, I think, was boastful because of Bill Parcells.
Exactly.
And then you look at Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn. You know, I remember talking to Aaron Glenn and all that. He was never that
he
boastful.
He was never open like that. But never
but
talked
he was
like
never
that.
The man.
That's right.
Now he's the man. And I'm familiar with New York. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying biting him in the kneecaps. But just look at the Aaron Glenn press
Listen
conference.
Listen to it.
Yeah, and Holly say how demanding he is. So I said, that's very Sean Payton, Dan Campbell-like.
And one thing with,
you know, in that coaching tree.
I remember Dan at his press conference with Detroit talking about when he was the interim head coach with Miami and how much that helped him. Because
yes.
He said, I'd never been in a position where, okay,
yeah,
it's
authority.
Up to you.
Yep.
You the guy. You have to make this final choice. There is something about experience. And if you're winning and have experience, why do you go out and hire a guy like Pete Carroll? He's won before. He's got experience.
Well, I can tell you right now, and I think Darren Rizzi is humble enough, Big John, that I think Darren Rizzi would, you know, even though he was the interim head coach, and now you want to be a head coach, that he would stay with the Saints and be a special teams coach. The reason why I say that he won't be the head coach, because they got rid of the offensive coordinator. Kubiak's now in Seattle. You know, Dennis Allen's going to Chicago, but Kubiak going to Seattle, I said, well, Darren Rizzi's not getting the job. But it doesn't mean Darren Rizzi. A lot of teams will want him to be the special teams coach.
My thing is, a lot of people about Cliff Kingsbury. Tell me where Cliff Kingsbury won in college. What did he win? He won. Had one season with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, and went to Texas Tech and Colin Murray. No.
He's a great offensive mind. What are you going to do for me defensively?
No, Mike. He's a great offensive mind depending on the type of quarterback he's
When you
coaching.
Have Colin Murray or Pat Mahomes at Texas
Daniels.
Tech.
Or Jaden Daniels.
Daniels, yes.
Yeah, that would be the worst fit. If you got him working with Derek Carr. I don't know. He would do better with Spencer Rattler, I think.
I agree with you.
You know, just look at the type of quarterbacks and the type of plays he would call.
More suited toward Rattler than he is toward Derek Carr.
That's why I don't think that's going to happen. And then I look at Joe Brady. He didn't have most. He's still learning. Then having an outstanding performance in the AFC Championship game. The different play calls that he had working with Josh Allen. So that's why, to me, it's either, Kellen Moore if you're going young or Coach McCarthy.
Because Kellen is really young as a head coach, really young. Now, my thing with Kellen is most of that time was in Dallas.
Yeah.
As an assistant coach. Last year when they parted ways, he went to the L.A. Chargers for a year.
And then,
he goes to Philly. And I got that offensive line with Saquon and Jalen Hurts. And, man, I got that receiving core of A.J. Brown, Devontae. Dallas got it. Hey, I'm going to win a lot of games here.
Well, and that's what you have to look at. You know, he could call the right plays. Now, you got to have the horses. You have to have the players. He guided a top 10 scoring offense 4 times in 6 seasons. So, Mike, that's like it's not like one and done. I don't even know who Kellen Moore is. I know how he looks. I've never had a conversation. I just know what he's accomplished.
You know, a crazy thing in Philly. You know, who's his quarterback coach? Doug Nussmeier, Garrett's dad.
Hello. Okay, we all know that name.
How about that?
We all know that Nussmeier name, right?
So Doug Nussmeier, who was a quarterback with the Saints for a short time, and then he was the vagabond coach, like you say. You're almost like an army brat. You bounce from
you
here to there.
City to city. You got to go play wherever you got to. You get paid well, but you got to be willing to move.
So he's the quarterback coach today for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he'll be down for Super Bowl week, certainly.
And all I know is look at how stable. To me, he's cool. People might not like maybe they want him to be maybe a more prolific passer, but Jalen Hurts. All I know is Jalen Hurts is a winner.
And he's one tough dude.
I'm not saying
one tough guy.
I'm not saying he's Pat Mahomes, But Jalen Hurts is a winner. Again, the last time they played head-to-head, he outplayed Pat Mahomes. You can look at the numbers.
Okay, the defense has got to stop Mahomes somewhere along the line. They couldn't do it in the second half.
But the one thing, until the Chiefs could stop Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley has to have. You ain't
I would it. Feed it to him.
Okay, instead of breaking Eric Dickerson's record, they saved him. They saved him this moment. I'm like him and Saquon Barkley for sure 25, if not 30-plus carries, until they stopping the son of a gun and they got eight in the box.
And then I can throw it downfield.
And then you got one-on-one coverage. No, if the Eagles don't turn over the ball, they can beat the Chiefs, I'm telling you.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead, Big John.
Yeah, well, look, my thing with Coach McCarthy is that, you know, you really can't look at the Dallas situation as a measure for his success coming here to the Saints, because if he comes here to the Saints, you know you're not going to have to deal with, you know, the alpha dog that's up in the front office here in New Orleans. I mean, they're going to give him the control that he did not have in Dallas.
Yeah, because
he had no control.
No, and Mickey
couldn't even hire his own assistants.
Said that the new head coach is going to decide who's the future quarterback. So I think that's the right way to go, the right approach to go. And the bottom line, all I know is with Dallas, you might say ultimately you got to win championships. But that's hard to win three straight seasons to win 12 games. And he was able to do that with Dallas. And I'm telling you, the stability there. And think about this, Big John. We as the Saints organization right now, we don't want to go into like five seasons not being in the postseason. We're almost hoping right now, what can we get, double-digit wins? I mean, it's like, can we get to 10-7?
Can we get to 10-7?
And be in the playoff hunt. And we're in the playoff hunt. Now, we might look at Tampa Bay. Do we realistically think Tampa Bay was going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
No.
No. But they were in the hunt. And I think to throw a fan, to who that nation a bone, you got to be in the hunt. And I think that's where we're at right now. That's why I think Coach McCarthy's the safe bet.
Okay, look at Dan Quinn. Great example. Okay, he had good success with Atlanta, and he had an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Just run the damn ball.
Right.
Don't try to run up the score on the Patriots.
But that was Shanahan.
Shanahan was running the offense, but you got to take control as
the head coach. Yeah.
You got the final say. You could have won there, and it didn't work out later, but look the success he had this year. Now, he did have Jaden Daniels. And that does make a difference when you have that type of guy at quarterback.
And you know what's crazy about that, Mike and Big John? I think Dan Quinn was like the fourth or fifth top
He was
candidate.
The last hire.
Last
and he
candidate.
Was Dan John Ben Johnson was on a plane. He was going to, and he changed his mind.
I'm staying in Detroit.
Think about that.
So the new team next year on the surface to me would be, who could be like the Washington Commanders in the 2025 season? I would say it'd be the Bears. They can have a turnaround. That with Ben Johnson and Caleb and then all.
Let me see him do that in that division.
No, because it's going to be tough. Yeah,
really tough.
The Packers, you look at the Lions, look at the Vikings.
But he does have the potential young quarterback.
That's why the Saints can get to 10 wins. And you think like doubling it from 5 to 10, I think it's more 8 and 9, 9 and 8. But to me, the tough divisions right now, look at the coaches and all, the AFC West and the NFC North. Look at the AFC West, NFC North. That's a division I don't want to be in right now.
Because
you could be in last place and still be pretty good.
And still be in last place.
Yeah, exactly.
And not be in the playoffs.